So I don't, thank you. So I don't know what I think about the afterlife people, you know? I mean, there's many things in, that you dread. I dread going bald, turned out to be a pretty good thing. I dreaded getting sober, turned out to be a pretty good thing. I dread getting married, turned out to be a pretty good thing. Dreaded having kids, turned out to be a pretty good thing. So yeah, I dread death, but it'll probably turn out to be a pretty good thing. And that pretty much wraps up the extent of my spirituality right there. But I do have a vision where my father arrives at the gates of heaven. And St. Peter says, hey, come on in. My father says, Jesus isn't pissed about this murder-suicide. He goes, no, that's Baptists. They're fucking whacked. He says, come on in. He says, hurry up. Your kid's about to do a song about eating pussy. It's killing us up here. So now my life comes full circle, and I got a little boy, I got a little five-year-old boy, and of all the things I'm terrorized about him, people, of all the things that could happen, who he's going to hang around with, or drugs, or school, or all that stuff, here's one of the things that that terrorizes me. I never anticipated it, but I have to socialize with the parents of the other kids, and they do not think I'm fucking funny, people. Do not find me amusing at all. First time I said this, I used to say it all the time. I love hanging out with my kid, man. I do. It's like smoking crack. I can't get enough of it. And I said that to another one of those Nazi parents, and they looked at me like, he's different than us. We must kill him. My kid, he's a skateboarder. His name's Detroit, right? He's got a buddy across the street that he skateboards with. He runs out of the house. Boom, you hear the front door. Boom, across the street. And I said, Detroit, I will walk you across the street. We'll hold hands. We look both ways. No matter what I'm doing, you're not interrupting me. This is the way we're going to do it, right? But he gets all excited, and boom, he goes. And it makes you nerve-wracking, man. It gives you a lot of anxiety. Finally, I said to the woman across the street, the other parent, I said, I can't take it anymore. You hold him up. I'll hit him with the fucking car. Let's get it over with.